masquerade. Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you really what we see on the outside? And hiding what you really are on the inside?
When it's bedroom time, thank you. Come ride with me, roll just can't let it go. But I like that though. I appreciate so much. Yeah, like the I love you feeling, girl, when we touch. Yeah, like there's no you, no me, if there's no one. Ooh, and if she ever hears an urgency, she'll come in a rush.
Thank you.
Yeah, to the rescue, man, you better find you a
woman.
A grown woman hook up the home cooked meals. A grown woman exudes confidence. Better recognize one when a grown one sits. And a grown woman knows how to tell you no. A grown woman knows when to let you go. You can have a big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a
woman.
Welcome. This is Uprising Radio, Poetry in the Raw, and I'm your host, Sylvia Blaylock. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 to get on the mic. We were scheduled to have a feature tonight, and last-minute things being what they are, we will have to reschedule that when we can get a date together. So my sincere celebration of Wayne Gooden, also known as Elder X. We are going to have a fantastic feature with him, and we will do so when the timing is right. That said, I would like to take this minute to give my condolences to the families of the three people who were shot and killed yesterday at the Gilroy Garlic Festival here in Northern California. If you've never had the pleasure, the Gilroy Garlic Festival is literally a food festival. Everything from to just take the moment away from gun violence. The Gilroy Garlic Festival itself is a multicultural foodie fest where you can smell garlic in the air miles before you get to the actual festival. And you get there, garlic ice cream, garlic beer, pickled garlic, garlic pasta dishes, more seafood than any one place should have outside of the seafood festival, which is next month. We have a lot of food festivals here, so it takes place in the middle of summer, so it is usually the hottest of the festivals to attend, and for someone to take it upon them, I mean, they truly wanted to have a diverse collection of victims to choose this because they would literally get a mix of every kind of culture from Northern California there. So my deepest sympathies to the family of those who were killed, and my wishes for a quick recovery to the ones who were injured, the 11 people. It's very difficult to imagine that something as simple as enjoying a sunny day is something we just don't get to take for granted anymore. I grew up in Northern California, and it seems to me that two things are truths. There's nothing wrong with owning a firearm. There is nothing wrong with having the means to protect yourself against those who would do harm to you. There is nothing wrong with, if ever stores go out of business, being able to go out and hunt your own food if you have to. But certainly for whatever reasons that anyone would be able to have a gun to harm me, I would like to be able to own a gun to protect myself. And I stand by that. Do I need an AK-47? That depends on how many people are trying to kill me at once. Because I don't think I need an AK-47 unless aliens are landing or the crazies decide they want to kill all the black people. Oh, wait, that's kind of happening now. So I don't know about that, though. Not everybody needs to have an assault weapon. But so long as there are large masses of people who want to kill me, I'm not going to say that they shouldn't be owned by people. I'm going to say that so long as they are out there, we are all in danger. And it's time for a serious conversation about that. Now, I'm going to do this a little differently because I am kind of in my feelings today. The song that I opened with, by the way, was The World is a Masquerade by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I believe that is from the Open Our Eyes album. I might be wrong about that. Keep Your Head to the Sky. Got that. And the second song, of course, is Raheem Devon and Woman. If you like them, please consider buying them. These artists do phenomenal work for us, and we should support whenever possible. I bought mine on Amazon. Okay. Once upon a time, these stars and stripes evoked pride, a sense of duty to represent the American that I am. I celebrated the rocket's red glare and watched in awe as bombs burst in air. Miss Glory was never old to me. On my 10th birthday, I celebrated the bicentennial with joy. In high school, the sharp, straight crease ironed into my navy blue slacks was a confusing contrast to my anti-ironing board stance on all clothes that were not my ROTC uniform. I tried to fuck my way into the Army and earned my way into the Air Force instead, only to be told that my body was aberrant to the military uniform, no matter how fit. The shame and hurt never washed away. My shoulders carried the weight of my shame until I had the offending tissue cut away due to permanent nerve damage from pulling myself up by the bra straps entirely too many times before I was 30. The flags I waved were closer to home now. More interested in spectrums and root work, I embrace the many colors that I am, filling the blood, oppression, and bruises, or red, white, and blue, to be more hue than I care to endure. Once upon a time, I believed in America as a land for all, and I was right. No longer finding myself in a state of obvious, I will no longer proclaim what is self-evident. I will not demand what was never yours to give. Freedom is not a concept. I am not your construct. I am American. What that is self-evident. And what that means is extremely open to interpretation by design. From the spirit of the land to the promise on the wind, from the stolen riches that built an empire to the ill-gotten gain that paid the ticket to ride. I am American through and through, and not even your hate can hide. And that's that piece. Let's go to the first caller. Thanks for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
You got Joe Robermond. That's how you doing?
I'm good. How are you enjoying the living room, Joe?
Awesome.
Fabulous. Do you have a piece?
Yeah, I do. This piece is called Back Where I Came From. There was no slack where I came from by saying something so insanely dumb. What the fuck's on your mind, son? What place can erase a history of hate? Well, you only wanted to bind them. Brown men, you borrowed their women. I'm trying to be kind here. We see too many reminders from our time here. Back to where I came from, you ask. I came from poverty, you ass. I came from a time when it was policy to bother me. Now you ask me to return where I came from? In return, I shop where I came from, where they still constantly follow me. If I don't like something, I'm not going to keep on swallowing. Dollar men. Removing the funds from your pocket, men. Rocket men. If we leave, who's going to be left to stock it, men? So drop it, then. Perpetually talking about a place we've never been. Except being poor. I've been there before. Being broke. Being the brunt of off-color jokes. You people, you folks. You hope we go back to them ropes. You still hanging us from them steeples. People supposedly save your soul. Has the truth ever been told? Sold to the highest bidder. Now you figure you still hold that trigger? Legally easing me back into a time of high-hole silver. Gaslighting the mindset of those blind sects. Back to those atrocities and the policies, that false sense of democracy. All men are created equal. Those words reek of hypocrisy. They weren't written in the spirit of including me. Excluding me, yes. Being rude to me, yes. Abusing me, secluding me, uprooting me, hell to the no. Now, if you want to go back to where you came from, where exactly would that be, son? Because geographically and ancestrally, you were right next to me, son. Do you fear that tree of ancestry or the truth and proof of your percentage of me? You don't truly believe what you read, son. If you read some, so where's the reason? There's no discernment from the vermin. What have you learned, man? Are you referring to the motherland? Or back to my mother's glands? Is that hard to say, African? Hearing isn't the only organ we listen with. See no, hear no, back to ground zero. Is this a solution or the Rasputin you're looking for? Because all these methods have been tried and tested, and y'all love going to war. Back to where I came from is about as lame as that name you represent, son. Pick one kingdom where you see them as weak. Freedom reeks of inequity. It's my piece.
It's a very chilling and telling piece. Thank you very much for the share.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, pretty telling piece. When did you write it?
I wrote that about a few weeks ago. I've been adding a little bit here and there every now and then I go back to it. We about a few weeks ago.
Right on. Well, very apropos. There's a lot a lot in the world right now that speaks to this very thing. So I sure appreciate you taking the time and sharing it. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on the couch. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Everybody, you know he doesn't need an introduction. That's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Well, we are just, if you saw the name of the show, it is winging it, because I am basically doing spoken word and poetry today, and just really some hot-ass weather, which I'm kind of enjoying. I'm sure it's about 100 degrees here by now. So I'm just going to take this opportunity to peruse the people I've featured on my show so far. See if you can guess them.
I am the fruit. I am the fruit of the spirit of my ancestors. From the seed they planted in the gardens of their dreams, their hopes, as they suffered and toiled, sweated and bled and cried to nourish their prayers for the day, their tomorrows, and our here and now. My soul has yearned to taste this fruit, this offering, for which so many sacrificed and died in the hot, balmy days of the fields, in the cold, dark nights of someone else's wilderness. We still made it through, with the hungry babies crying and no time for sighing, and our unwilling complying. For the Lord, he was trying, testing our mettle, testing our character, of our visions and of our pains. And I am the spirit of my ancestors, and that spirit is sweet, for I was planted and nurtured in the spirit of forgiveness. May I honor this spirit with my character, my works, and my dreams, or my children's tomorrows with love. For in the fruit resides the seed, and I am the fruit. I am the fruit.
What is the measure of a man? Is it the power that he holds in the palms of his hand? Is it the grace in his stand? Or determination that he shows behind a prideful glance? What is the measure of a man? I find myself falling for societal contradiction. He has a cornucopia of offspring. I have none. I am not barren, extremely fertile. In fact, I just have none. These progeny are attached to multiple birth vessels, one of which has already produced her drama card. He brings home more Andrew Jacksons than Benjamin Franklins. His mutual funds are dissected and distributed amongst the young with his features. There is not much left over for me. He rides more often than he drives, and on occasion, he borrows more than he lends. I have more than he, from the outside looking in. A reversal of fortune is more readily acceptable by society. But he treats me like I am the original Eve. Now, does that make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? We met by chance in an underground oasis, stalking, hunting each other simultaneously. He has views of polyutopia dominating all that he surveys. His thought patterns defy conventional wisdom. Treading a new path daily is his liability. More than intellectual, brilliance is an insult. His confidence has birthed a new religion in me. His beauty is unconventional, not what I'm typically attracted to, but he draws me like a magnet. Staring into his eyes intimidates my soul. He has hypnotized me. Relishing in his herbal relaxant, no excuses are offered in a futile attempt to conform. The conviction of his credence is an aphrodisiac in itself. It makes me want to do some extremely ignorant things within his personal space. Now, does that make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? Occasionally, frequently, I have to pick up the check. But when the waitress arrives, she is none the wiser, for I slip the cash to him under the table, soon to be rewarded for hours in appreciation of his pride. His supernatural prowess is one more thing the man can never take from him. Proudly, he wields his phallus like a sword. And though this physical compensation is not required, I am not foolish enough to turn my back on bliss. Does this make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? Oh, yes, he is truly a real man, and he deserves to be loved by me. For yes, God does bless the child that has his own, but he also does not forsake those in the struggle to get there. So know that it is just as easy to love a rich man as it is to love his struggling brother. I am edified by my choice. Be clear when you make yours. What is the measure of a man? Is it the power that he holds in the palms of his hands? Is it the grace in his stance? Or determination that he shows behind a prideful glance? What is the measure of a man? May have
devil may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
I couldn't hear myself. It's Gina Stone.
Hi.
Oh my God, the bubble head. I gotta find the bubble so I can hit the button.
Okay, what is going on? Wait, who? What? What does this mean? Show franchise finale? What?
Oh, yeah, Anisha, also known as Oshun, tonight will be her last show on the ONE Network. So
she's
going to come through and celebrate her. When I leave here, I'm going there, but Keith Cable's eating
Absolutely.
Dinner, so I told him, I said, I got Poetry in the Raw. But yeah, she's leaving the network, so we're going to send
Tell
her
I said, absolutely. Tell her, tip the crown. You go, girl.
Yes, she's an amazing queen, and she deserves it. That's what I told her.
On one and upward big things. I know she's going to be fantastic.
Doing better, you should be celebrated. And when you leave the network on good standing, they'll always embrace you. So nobody's angry. We celebrate.
Good. Much hugs. I'm not even going to keep you. You have a piece you want to do. Much hugs in celebration for her.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You didn't have a topic or a thing. People were just coming through and doing what they were doing. I think I can bring something right quick.
Go ahead. The mic is yours.
Okay. Yeah, of course, the mic is mine. I'm going to title this piece, Too Damn Hot. I was born in December, and I'm a winter baby. And I don't like the cold any more than I like the hot, but I'll be honest with you. I can always put on another blanket or quilt at night to warm myself up. I have a heater that oscillates, keeps me warm when I'm sleeping by myself. I will sleep in socks until my feet are no longer cold if necessary. But this summer right here, it's just been too damn hot. I'm sure every summer we have the same temperatures and heat indexes, but on this particular summer, I feel like it's bringing out the worst in me. I feel like I'm that old lady with no filter, and I've been gone off the sauce, and I'm just saying things all willy-nilly. I have no way to gauge what might come out of my mouth next, and I don't even know if sometimes it would be okay for me to check myself. I have to stay to myself. When I'm angry, I feel thoroughly, and when it's hot like it's been lately, I don't feel girly. I feel disgusting and sweaty in parts that I don't want to wipe. I have to take a shower in the morning, then another one at night. Today I took a bubble bath, and when I got out, I was dry without using my towel. I was so angry that I cussed to myself for a little while. Then I took a deep breath, poured myself a glass of wine, made dinner for Mommy and me, and I ate it slowly this time. I had been gobbling because lately I was too hot to eat a real meal, so I had just been snacking here and there. I don't know if you know how that feels, but when I'm hot, I'm angry for no damn reason. I need to be off to myself. Mom and I sleep on different floors in the house, and the way our electricity is set up, we can't use the AC. So I've been sweating. I've been angry. And just not me. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace. I didn't want to laugh. Look, I didn't want to laugh.
Just sound bad.
Girl, I've been just trying to deal. I don't think you understand.
Like, damn hot.
Wait.
I mean, if you are not seeing the video.
Why? 9 o'clock at night, 90 degrees. With a heat index,
you know,
that feels like 107. And I didn't even stop telling that lie. If it feels like 107, this is 107. Don't say 90, but it feels like, man, I'll need the heat index. That's just something else. Mr. Smith, man, I'm built for this.
I have something for you, and I'm getting
okay.
It right now. It is a classic video from 6 years
okay.
ago, and every time somebody complains about the heat, I bust this out, and let me tell you how hilarious it is. I'm putting it in the event page. Kizzy Chula is hilarious. Hilarious. And she goes viral for her insanity. But this sister is just too funny. So if you too are complaining, I lived in Vegas. I think I'm dehydrated, but I like the heat.
Yeah, okay.
You know, sometimes
I'm
it takes it out
like
of me and I have no energy.
I swear, I just don't feel like I'm built for it.
Well, there is someone who is sharing your pain, sister. It has just been posted to the event page. And if
all
you're
right,
not familiar,
you.
I'm posting it to my page too. And it is pretty much what most everyone is speaking to with regards to their dislike of heat.
Yeah, I'm not built for this. I'm not about this life. I can always warm up. I can't cool down though. I just hide in anger.
I can't stand you. Look. Okay. So
I'll
I'm going to hug
you. Thank
and
you so much.
Send my hugs to the queen. Much continued success, and of course, hug you, King, for me. King's Cadence, who was not on with you. Hey, brother. Hey.
We have our show on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. I will be sharing the flyer as well in the event page, and anybody who can make it, come through.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm going to put you on the couch, share the flyer, and please enjoy yourself.
Have a good night. I'm going to sit in front of the fan and eat ice.
There you go. Thank
you,
ma'am. Everyone, Gina Storm in the building and representing. And her show is on Wednesday night. So please, you know, take an opportunity to check them out. It is hot as hell here, but the difference is I actually like the heat. So it's not bothering me. It is not bothering me one bit. Let's see. What do I have a taste for right now? Sully Breaks. I like this brother. Sully Breaks, my cousin wants to be a Kardashian.
Some mornings I wake early just to listen to the sunrise. So I try to tell my cousin that she can take pictures that ain't for the gram. That these moments still happen even if people don't see them. And she's young, so she's like, yeah, whatever. I try to tell my boy that these things can like you, but they can never love you. She ain't even all that, I seen her, she don't look the same in real life, but apparently I'm just a cop block. He's trying to bust her nut, so he's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Try to tell them, man, and they're like, yeah, whatever. Cause I guess I'm still searching for the meaning of life. cause the Oxford Dictionary definition, it betrayed me. It convinced me that life could be categorized into a series of sentences. And maybe, maybe that works for prisoners, but I've always wanted to be free. Free like the sun in the sky. But if I'm a star, then I must be a fallen one. Cause I plan to make an impact. Cause life can get confusing. And one of your grandma dies and your mum and her sister ain't speaking. So they're literally side-eyeing each other over the coffin. Love, love might as well be a four-letter word on a doctor's note that gets prescribed to those that are lonely way too often. Cause when the medicine doesn't make you better, it makes you bitter. When love doesn't make you better, it makes you bitter. She said nothing lives in her heart anymore. It's a bando. Her last lover didn't even take time to pack his stuff. His memories are littered all over her floors. That's why sometimes I wake early just to listen to the sunrise. Sometimes I wake early just to listen to the sunrise. I try to tell my cousin that she can take pictures that ain't for the gram. That these moments still happen even if people don't see them. But she's young, so she's like, yeah, 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 whatever. I try to tell my boy that these things can like you, but they can never love you. I seen her, she don't even look the same in real life, but apparently I'm just a cock block and he's trying to bust a nut. So he's like, yeah, 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 whatever. Yeah, 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 whatever. Yeah, 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 whatever. Try to tell them, man, and they're like, yeah, 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 whatever. So give me an average chick over a bad bitch. Nah, that's BS, cause my wife is fine as hell. And I got too much love for the colored girls. But my cousin wants to be a Kardashian. And that's cool, as long as she acknowledges that not every guy is a Kanye West. And that there's very minimal reality shown in a reality show. Will she recognize that face in the mirror once the cameras are off? But you try to convince a confident 21-year-old black girl that perfection doesn't exist. And that it's merely a figment of our exaggerations. Are we still aiming for the same goals that we did when we were kids? Cause back then we made goalposts out of jumpers, stones and sticks, and it was still lit. Now we shoot for the stars, never once taking time to admire them. Maybe
yeah, 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 whatever. I love his accent and it's a dope piece. Sully Breaks, check him out. He's quite amazing, actually. Well, let me see. What are we about to do here? Ooh, that's what we're going to do here. Hi. Thanks for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Hey, how you feeling?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good to hear you. Did you bring a piece?
Of course.
Sir, the mic is yours.
I didn't bring a piece, but I brought the freestyle.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see what freestyle about. Alright. You might call this put it in work. Girl, I like your style. Yeah, I like your style playing work. I like your style. Yeah, I like your playing work. You looking so fine, and you blow my mind. Put in work. Everything good time. Everything I shine. Put in work. Workaholic. That's what I do. Everything you know that I'm going to choose. I never lose. It guarantees like money. Looking at you, baby, yeah, you got me all hungry. That's how I'm feeling, just like candy. I see you, girl, and you're looking so fancy. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Every day, I got to research and put in work. That's what I have to do, put it on my grind. Because every day in life, I have to shine, take what's mine. And breaking off that line. And every day, it's like I'm seeing that sun. Put in work, 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 work all day. I keep it real. I gotta make that money. No play. Work, taking care of business. It's never senseless. Can I get a witness? All through that fitness. Time indeed. I can succeed, make you believe. Now you will achieve, never be deceived. Put in work, put it in that clock, working on the spot. Every day when you want that show shot, I'll put in work. When I see you, girl, you make that move. And every day in life, when I want to include my words in the review, and when I'm coming through, put in work, it's nothing even new. My time, unlimited. Words, I visit. Chosen, I'm open. Never be outspoken. Words, awoke. Keep it light, keep it so real. Let you know how I feel. Give me that with a pill. Put in work, work, work. That's all I want to do. Put in work, work, work. Go ahead and make your move. Put in work, work, work. You know I got that guidance. Put in work, work, work. When I work there like sun, put in work every day, every way, every day. Keep it real. Never even don't stop. But I'm Mr. Automatic, charismatic, and right now. Yo, I got a habit. Change. Let me explain. Let me entertain. When I put it in work until I sign out the clock and I just rock on the spot, I'll put it in work. Mr. Automatic, charismatic, the lyrical engine. 10 years in, I'm all in. Wipe and drive.
I like this theme. I like this theme. Are you in your truck?
Oh, no, I'm out here walking.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, walking, I like very much that theme, and you are putting in work even now. Well, thank you for that, Chair. I so appreciate you. I'm kissing you on your forehead, and I do hope you're feeling better. Put in that work.
Feeling 100% better. You know, I'm a lyrical engine. Lyrical engine
got
war. War. You know, like when you mess that throttle, you get that roar, you know.
See, I know the perfect t-shirt for you now. Road tested.
Now, I do have a special announcement. You don't mind me saying?
Yeah.
I did a special birthday for Miss C. Swing. Y'all can check it out on www.viperempire.wordpress.com. I'm starting to bring back Viper Empire with radio stations, doing some shows. You know, Viper Sense of Vehicle, Intellectual Poetry Entertainment Radio, and the One Boss Dynasty Movement, One Boss Sense for Original Networking Events, Best of Standard Selected Shows. Dynasty Movement, OBCDM.
Mm-hmm.
Naming Friday, doing some shows. You like cars, poetry, intellect, you know, want to be entertained, all on the way.
Tell you what, why don't you drop a link in the event page, and I'll be happy to send people your way.
All right. Now, you know, I might want you to sing on myself one day.
Maybe. We'll see.
You know you're my buddy.
Well, then we'll definitely see. I won't make any promises. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
You be good. Automatic, charismatic, I'm happy to hear you feel it sounding so much better. You enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. Thank you.
Everyone, Larry Shepherd is Automatic Charismatic. Thank you for calling in. Who do we have on the line? Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
See, I'm steady saying, hey, what's going on, Poetry in the Raw, Miss Blaylock, but I muted myself.
See, it's a wonderful thing to be a host that automatically mutes their phone when they, you know what, I do it, and we're just kind of programmed to just mute ourselves when we call places. You ain't hosting. What are you muting your phone for?
You
I do it every time.
Just, hey, my thumb got a mind of his own.
Of its own. Every call. And it's funny. I know that I'm making a regular call, but let it be a conference call or a show. I'm bloop, and then don't know why nobody can hear me. How are you doing, Kane Spade?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You know, I was calling in. Is Elder Rex in the building, or what's going
on? Elder X and I are rescheduling him for later. He has a lot going on right now, and we needed to reschedule. It looks like I am just going to wing it tonight and see what's what. Let people come in and call and hang out. And so there's not a feature tonight. Although if you want to ask some questions, you're welcome to. I'll answer them.
I got you. Well, the reason I asked is because I got a brand new piece for this show here tonight. I'm still going to do it, you know, so I'll let them know that I did call in and did this piece here tonight.
Okay. The mic is yours, poet.
All right. The name of this piece is called Poetic Elders. Hey. Shout out to my poetic elders. They know who they are. Those in the poetry community, those who rep DSR, and those with elder in their name. I said, you know who you are. Poetic elders, when they speak, I call that nurturing to support that growth as a man, as a woman, to be the best that you can be. When you're writing that poetry, post that piece and your poetic elders start to read, reading a piece of your life, whether pain to guilt, love to hate, madness to humor unbound. When they absorb, they're not playing around. Respond with a thought to push you to never yield. Encourage you to break through any barrier for you to keep playing the field. They see what you're going through, and yet that's old news to them. They've been through it all. That's why it's so easy for them to brush it off, laugh, and say, is that all? They keep the humor in you so stress can't rival you. They keep spitting, hitting you with messages to educate you. They say learn from their mistakes so you won't do the same. They say you're not lame. And if you let bullshit affect you, they smack you back into reality so you can stay awake. They inspire you to go beyond the next level and let you know how far you have come. Then they ask, when you stop for a long period, is that it? Are you done? Is that all you have to say? Until you respond, not today. That's what they want to hear. They want you to never give in to the fear. Thinking, damn, if I stop writing, will I disappear? I had a privilege to have poetic elders around me influencing me to find, cultivate, mature, upgrade my way of thinking to uncover the better, the true me. I already told you more than once when I write, I get lost in poetry. Spoken word already branded me. As long as the world evolves around me and influences my writing ability. So I thank you, my poetic elders, who continue to encourage and influence me. And that's always from DSR All Damn Day.
Yes, sir, All Damn Day. Kane Spade. When did you first start saying that's always on DSR All Damn Day? When did you first start saying that?
Now, that is a question that nobody has ever asked me.
What?
Yeah, nobody ever asked me when I first started saying that. You know, it was just a caught up in a moment experience. Somebody said something, I don't know who it was. And next thing you know, I just said, well, DSR of all damn days. Somebody provoked me to say it. You know, it might have been Mr. Boston. It might have been just a caller. Mm-hmm. But it was on radio show.
Okay.
You know, it did happen. It was a while ago. And, hey, we can't stop saying it.
Why would you? That is the most excellent hook ever. And it's the most of all of the shows that have a hook. I know that Plus Effect does, and these are the Wolf Hours, but the one that is catchy, DSR all damn day. And you really don't want to be saying that unless you're host on DSR or you are celebrating DSR, or else you're fake as fuck and suspect. So, to hear
it,
you say it, love it. Love it.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
Not everybody can say it, you know?
Hey, well, like you said, I mean, everybody can say it, but it depends on who you are when you say it.
Exactly. Yes. And so to that I will say, I stand corrected, sir. Anyone can say it. But, yeah. It doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well on everybody.
Hey, there it is. There it is.
Well, thank you
for that. Ms. Hey, you're welcome. Appreciate you having me in the building. You know, keep doing your thing over there, the poetry and the raw.
Thank you. And you enjoy the rest of the show. Everyone, DSR, check them out. Look on Kane Spade's Facebook page to find the links for DSR, or just search DSR, you'll find them. And I'm going to say a special shout out to my brothers and sisters on Wolf Hours. If you missed it, Wolf Hours had they're on hiatus, and over a week ago, they were doing their show before they take a hiatus for 2 months. So if you've been going there Thursdays looking for them, they will be back, but they are taking a vacation. Well deserved. I hope they're putting up replays of the show so you can hear some of their old broadcasts. Their broadcast died soon into it, and they were kind enough to come and share some time, let us host them here on Poetry in the Raw. So I am going to be posting that show on their page, because it occurs to me that if they didn't do it, I would like you to be able to hear with this, nothing to do with us. You're going to see a post from me, but it really is Wolf Hours. And I'm posting it on their page so you can hear their last show. Straight. Next caller. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Hello, sister.
Hello, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah,
doing
you just
well.
Amazed me with a piece. I just had the time to write something like, whoa, okay, and comment on it. But may I say, nicely done.
Thank you, ma'am. It was a prompt that King Caden sent to me last night, and mm-hmm. I was half asleep, and I told him I'll deal with it tomorrow, which is today. So while I have my food on the stove cooking, I sat down and put some jazz on, and we commenced to do what you read.
Hey, I'm shutting up. The mic is yours.
This is a piece from a prompt from a good friend, King's Cadence, and I named it Technology Steals. Technology steals. There's no such thing as free will anymore. Even the desktop and the laptop have taken a back seat. Tablets and smartphones rule the day. No one reads books anymore. Paperbacks and hardcovers are almost non-existent. It's now Kindle or phone. Or, if you don't want to read at all, there's audiobooks for you. Siri, what's the weather? Siri, where's a good place to eat? Have we forgotten how to do this? Or are we too lazy to care? Once upon a time, we could remember anyone we wanted to call, the addresses to all the places we needed to go. Now we can't go anywhere without GPS, and most can't remember their own phone number. Technology is supposed to make things easier. But the easy things we have forgotten. Will we become brain dead automatons? Or should we just remove them altogether? In peace.
Brilliant. Brilliant piece. That definitely. You really are on fire. You've just been posting away. Can I sense a book coming out soon?
Actually, I just mailed off.
Yay!
I just mailed off two. I finally got both of my detective series done. So they are on the way to my publisher. So I'm hoping, I don't know which one's going to come out first. We're going to have to talk about that and see which one we want to release first. But hopefully one of the two will be out in the fall. And
well,
I will keep you posted.
You know, yes. Let's host a book club, a book drive for you. When the time comes, we'll talk about it. That would be nice.
Okay.
That would be nice to have a book drive.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about that. And I really would like to see that happen. Again, you read a phenomenal piece. And it's getting all of the recognition it should, because you truly are very masterful with your wordplay.
Well, I like prompts anyway. It gives me a chance to think. And I wrote one the other day. It was one that was posted in a group I'm in called Footprints.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, the owner of the group posted it, and I asked him, could I take a whack at it? And I did. It's on my page. It's called Even After Death. And there is also a secondary portion that I reposted because they had a challenge in the group as to where the admins would pick certain pieces and they would turn them into a collab. So one of them wrote, I guess you would call, the answer to the piece that I wrote. And it's also on my page. So if you get a chance to read it, please do. I think you'll like it.
I will be perusing your page and catching up on what I missed, and you'll be seeing comments shortly.
Okay.
Well, your books are at right now. I can reach for them. They're in this little bookshelf built into my desk. I keep them right next to me. Some of us do still read, and we just need to get our brain from where we are. We pick up a good book, and I number yours among them. And I am just so proud and humbled to be able to talk to an author whose book I just reached down and pick up. The things you just never thought you'd get to do.
Yeah, that's true, because I know a few years ago, if anybody told me how to put a book out, I'd have told them you'd have lost your mind.
And here we are. How many books later? Right? You did more than one. When the bug bites, it bites you hard, and good for you, because you put out some treasures. I am looking forward to being 80, 90 years old and holding your book. I remember when the digital renaissance and poetry happened, and we didn't know it was as big a movement as it was, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll be talking about us on the show of that ilk. Some years later, you will be spoken of highly because of the body of work and the amazing work you put into it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on the couch. Please enjoy your night.
You do the same, my dear.
I am sitting here, and my first thought was when I was rescheduling for the feature that it'll be a 30-minute show. Plus, we're having a farewell for a very deserving host on another network. So I did not expect a whole lot, and that is fine. Sometimes it ebbs and sometimes it flows. And here we are, well into it, and it flowed. So I thank you all for the pieces that you brought. Here is Tony Blackman with the F word.
We're gonna deal with the F word today, y'all. I seek to forgive even when I can't forget. Forgive myself when I'm still pissed and ain't there yet. At the onset of being upset, when I have to press reset, rewind to get myself aligned and open up my mind. Why going inside within? Sometimes we got the dick so deep, my friend, and transcend resistance, all of them urges to pretend. Swimming waters of forgiveness can tie the loose ends and add a teaspoon of sweetness, food a bitter end. Besides, who needs it? Red, we all bleed it. Human to human, forgiveness the ingredient. I choose to stop feeling anger, letting go of blame. I have mercy on others and give myself the same. I am forgiveness. Yeah, forgiveness. Most of us have heard that when we forgive, we're really doing it for us, for ourselves. And it's not about the other person. And it makes it seem like it's going to be easier because we're focusing on ourselves. But when you think about the disappointment, the betrayal, the hurt, if the hurt is fresh or if there are deep wounds, forgiveness might take a little work.
Right.
But forgiveness is important. And it's not about reconciliation or having lunch with the other person. It doesn't mean this person shouldn't be held accountable. No, forgiving is all about you. So you don't need the other person. They may have already crossed over, or if they're alive, they may not be in the same physical space as you, but they don't have to be. You can forgive. It all starts with the choice. So keep it 100, be honest with yourself. Are you ready and do you want to forgive? Okay, so if you are, let's get to work, because I've got some forgiveness exercises. The exercises, they help you slowly empty out the baggage so you can travel lighter. 1. Listening. Make
Make a list of all the people living in your mind and on your heart whom you say have, who you might have resentment toward or might be a little upset with or offended by. Ask yourself, if you saw this person, could you give them a sincere smile? One of my mentors called this taking inventory. 2, the second exercise is cleansing. Sit still and breathe for a few minutes and think about what you would want to say to the person you need to forgive. Then write a cleansing letter like your life depended on it. Just pour it out. You can tear it up or burn it after you're done. If you want to give it to someone, let it sit a day or two. Then go back and extract the unnecessary emotion or have a friend read it for you. Often, though, just getting it out is enough. Now, 3, releasing. It's about physical release. Do something physical. Dance the drums. Go to boxing class. Power walk or run.
Woo.
Do the stairs.
Yes.
And do affirmations while you're doing them. I release you. I forgive you. I let go of the anger.
Yeah.
And remember the forgiveness exercises. 1, listening. 2, cleansing. 3, releasing. Exercise your forgiveness muscle.
Forgiving myself,
shoot, that is something else. On some complete other, some think it doesn't matter when it does. It can stop all the mental chatter when thoughts are getting scattered, when the heart is feeling tattered and torn, and we feel like damaged goods, emotionally worn out, no doubt. Sometimes we are devout to the pain, attached like glue to the shame, sitting in the fire of the past, fanning on the flame. Many situations that are harder than the others. Hurt lovers, wounded mothers, plenty guilty brothers, and friends who have failed, who passed go and put themselves in jail mentally. We all deserve to be free. I am forgiveness.
Yep. That's one F word we need to be using all the time. Yeah.
This is a father's warning, a promise that if anything ever happens to my son, that if you ever graze his beautiful face with billy club or bullet, confuse taser for pistol and write it up in your report as you label it an accident, I swear I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger that you would have thought that God or Samuel L. Jackson turned psycho. Something needs to change with some of these police officers that have hatred in their holsters, but this poem is not to spark a change. This is a father's warning, letting you know as a black father, I've done everything in my power to make sure that my son does not get shot by you. So I'm asking you to do everything in your power to make sure that you do not shoot him, to serve and protect him. You will not make me like Trayvon Martin's father because I am not that strong of a man. I am weak and reckless. I do not have the time to sit in a courtroom listening to testimony that tests my patience from a prosecutor that normally sends little black boys to prison, hoping that he'll be on our side to get it right. I do not have time to see if you will get it right. You will never convince me that it took an illegal Radio Raheem chokehold to take down my son. Forget that. I am his father. I play wrestle with him all the time, so I know exactly how strong he is. His mother will not yell no, scream why, and if the day ever comes, she comes to me with tears in her eyes, weakness in her lungs, no hope or breath in her wings, asking me, begging me, baby, do something. As God is my witness, I will snap, strike, scream, forget a march. I will fly off the hinges, release the kraken, turn into the same beast that you thought my son was when you pulled the trigger. Scratch that, turn into the same beast you were when you pulled the trigger on my son. My son's name will not be used as a chant or a war cry. My son's face will not be used as a mural on the cover of t-shirts. My son will not have me and his mother dressed in all black, holding a picture of him on magazines. My son is not a beast. My son is not a threat. My son will bury me. I will not bury my son. My son. Trey just turned 17. Light enough to be considered a pretty boy, but dark enough to be called a suspect. And I know you're probably asking, do we get this upset when it's a black on black crime? No. Because something seems so disgusting, knowing that my hard-earned tax dollars are being used to hire an assassin to put a hit out on my son. I was once told that the only time that you should take a child away from his parents is at birth by the medical staff. And as soon as they're finished with him, they return him back to his parents. So if you see my son at a routine traffic stop or just walking down the street, I'm asking you, I'm begging you to make sure that you're able to return him back to his parents. This is not a poem. This is a father's warning.
I want to be above anything else, righteous, upright in my resolve to do the right thing, despite my flaws, shortcomings, and my sometimes abnormal behavior. I want to be sound in my character, even when my faith wavers.
I'm moving directions unknown to man. I'm only stranded here in context. I honestly don't understand it, but I demand to put in my time here. I stand as if it's a chance, considering damage is already done. I landed here. See, I wasn't one of them niggas who happened to come. My plan was here. See, damage tonight. I'm standing here, son. Die for your sisters if you have to. Show the randomness love. Never be selfish. Give it all if your heart tells you so. Long as you helping the exchange, it's special for the soul. Just be careful. See, the shit we rappers do is a joke. Only expect to be a man. Don't ever tell your goals. Just go and get them, nigga. Many niggas didn't plan. And many niggas didn't fail. Too many niggas didn't ran. So many my niggas in jail. So stand as the soul. Soul of sacrifice of us. And niggas stand united. The power of life.
Otherwise, I want to be free of the guise of false perception, deception, and misleading anyone into believing that I am anything more than just a mere slave of the Most High. And this is why I want to have the principles of the sage with the humility of the senator.
Look, world, the issues lie within the hearts of men. Life isn't near the same. We're pursuing your shit. It's better to fear than keep that look on your face. Sincerely, I spared a couple of statements. Wonder what Desi would think about nation. She's ran, I bet I make it from here in this place. I'm speaking of changing. Instead of the question pain to be in the joke, we was raised to be this crazy generation. See, chasing imagination, places I used to take my soul to get away. No longer do they exist. In search of a better way to raise my kids, still smell the scent of burning flesh. God bless America. Years of being neglected catches up now. Who's the terrorist? Fuck Barack Obama, mama said I was the president. So I don't have no problem telling you about what I represent. My quest to live in heaven. War ready, decisions, martial air to support. We all here for the war. We all live to be old. In some sense, it's unreal. We all live by cold. See, some kill and some live. I only hope to be yours.
Illuminating the way of the lost. Awakening the zeal of the weary. Transcending the limitations of boundaries. I want to be a roadmap for success. The best of the best. I want to conquest my fears and reinvent them into triumphs. I want to showcase my tears and exhibit them as giant drops of inspiration. I want to bathe in them, bask in the fat
beaming like spotlights, blinding like UV rays. I want to be a beacon of guidance for the wayward soul. I want to be an infinite prototype for the lives to come. How to be a faithful husband, devout father, and loving son. I want to be my brother's keeper and my sister's protector. I want to project the voice of reason over the unreasonable whispers of complacency. I want to smash false stereotypes and rebuild our structures of nobility. I want to rewrite our legacy, revise our history, and pen our future in destiny's ink with calligraphy that holds the shade of a golden hue. I want to imbue the truth in our veins until it runneth over like rich cups of honey, cascading over our progeny like the falls of the Niagara, until its sweetness quenches our thirst, until its liquid covers us like amniotic fluid and rebirths us into a world anew. There's no blood on the roots of the trees, and their fruits are estranged with their similarities to the nectars of the heavens, and there are no ropes hanging from their branches. There are no us hanging from their ropes. We are kings there. And our sisters are queens there. But I'm still here. And right now, above anything else, I just want to be righteous.
You just heard Poetic Black. And that track is In the Name of Love. Prior to that, the track you heard was A Father's Warning. And the artist, well, I've already had one person guess, but Sean William was featured on Poetry in the Raw a couple months ago. And I was able to see him live at the Oakland Poetry Slam. He was a feature and just a phenomenal capture of the stage. Those two very powerful pieces come on the heels of course, my high school classmate, classmate to my late stepsister, Stephanie Carr, when they both attended Howard University, published author, the first hip-hop ambassador to represent the United States abroad, government-appointed, and is also featured in the Smithsonian Museum, the African-American Museum in D.C. When you get to the part about music, you will see a video and a plaque there speaking to the artist on that F-word, Tony Blackman. Well, we are rounding out our hour and a half to say thank you to everybody that called in. We will be here next week. I think I'm pushing a little bit of Purple Sheep next week. We'll see. I'm going to close it with a piece and invite you to join us Monday. And you'll be hearing from us about the upcoming fun. Can't wait. This piece is Joy Unbound. I've got a secret, and I don't care who knows it. I've got inner knowledge, and my God grows it. I've got the proof that I've always been seeking. God has another surprise. Close your eyes, no peeking. Try to see from the sight within. Try to see past the shame of sin. Silence your questions and hear answers given. If you didn't get the memo, you can't make a decision. The battle is no longer mine. The Lamb has risen. I no longer seek where I need to be. I'm on the path God meant for me. Every step rises to meet my feet. I fear not. My enemy knows it will concede defeat. I rise into the air, riding the light of love extended. I rejoice in gratitude and power ignited, perfectly formed for the task ahead of me. What I see in the mirror is neither worse nor best. I am as I was made, highly favored and blessed. Oh, don't mistake my shouting for ego or arrogance, like breaking a leg, giving myself a praise dance. I have a secret that I'm all too happy to tell. The time is nigh, and freedom's ringing like a doorbell. And that is that piece. Thank you so much for joining me on Poetry in the Raw, and you have a wonderful week.